You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Are you caring for an aging parent? Are you searching for answers? Welcome to Senior Care Live, a program dedicated to you, providing information, education, and resources, helping you become the best caregiver you can be. I'm your host, Steve Kuecker. Hello and welcome to Senior Care Live. I'm Steve Kuecker, president of Senior Care Consulting. Thanks so much for being here today. I really appreciate it. The mission here on the program is to provide information, education, and resources for seniors and their caregivers. We discuss important subjects such as how to remain independent in your own home. We will touch on that today for sure. When to consider moving from your home to a senior care community. And if you do need to move, how do you find the right one meeting your exact needs? And then there's the cost, how to pay for the high cost of senior care. We also review legal issues involving elder law and estate planning, and we discussed how to care for the caregiver. So if you're listening to us on the radio right now, you may be streaming us online or listening to a podcast after the fact. Again, thanks so much for being here today. You are appreciated. If you need help with placement services from my firm, Senior Care Consulting, or if you need to learn more about the information and services provided by one of our very knowledgeable guests, you can always reach us on our toll-free number anytime. That's 1-800-331-6445. 1-800-331-6445. And don't forget to visit us online at Senior Care Live, L-I-V-E, seniorcarelive.com. And if you do visit, just click a couple of buttons. Be sure to connect with us socially. We do a lot of announcements and communication through social media. All right. Without any further delay, would like to introduce to you my special guest and friends, the good guys from Mr. Remodeler, Keith Blay and Mark Worth. And Keith and Mark, thanks so much for being here today. I appreciate it.
Great to be back.
Thank you, Steve.
All right. And you got your drink down there, Keith.
I do. Quarantine myself away from everybody else.
Don't be coughing this way too much. So, Keith has that dreaded cough that just does not want to go away. Keith, if it makes it, misery loves company, right? I had that thing for about 3 weeks in early January, I think, and over the holidays a little bit.
3 weeks, and I got two more to go then.
You got two more to go. Unfortunately, it won't go away.
No, it feels like it's going to, and then it comes back.
Yeah, yeah, it does. You're like, oh, I think I'm over this, and then you're hacking your head off at night, and yeah, it's very, very irritating. So that's a particular bug that just is still hanging around, unfortunately. So anyway, all right, so for our listeners, if you've heard the good guys from Mr. Remodeler, Keith and Mark, or maybe this is your first time, just to let you know, Mr. Remodeler has been in the remodeling business since, check it out, 1969. So depending on the year, we're looking at 48 or 49 years. I'm really looking forward to the 50th anniversary. That'll be a whole lot of fun. Are you going to throw like a giant party or something?
Oh, probably not.
Every day is a party.
Every day is a party. Yeah,
that's what right. We tell everyone. Anyway. And we try to smile while we're doing
this. Yes. Absolutely.
It sells better than when you cry. Yeah. If you weep a little bit.
But 48, 49 years in the remodeling business, that just speaks volume. And I always stumble over this, Keith, but what's, kind of the thing that you're starting to become known for is the best calling card that you can leave behind is a job well done.
That's correct.
And that's how you've been in business since 1969. You do a great job. People call you back for their next job. They recommend you to their friends and neighbors and family. And that's how you sustain a long-term business in a pretty tough and competitive environment.
No, absolutely. I mean, just as a company, we treat everybody professionally. We hire knowledgeable people who've got experience, you know, not only in the field, but as part of our estimating team. Uh-huh. And, you know, when you call, we show up, and we show up when we say we're going to show up and get a bid back to you. And you know, it's And then when we do the work, our carpenters show up every day. They work all day long. They clean up before they leave. It's not like it's a high bar we have to hit, but in this industry, it is.
Isn't that crazy? And you know what? What you just said, it makes perfect sense, but there are a lot of remodeling and construction companies out there. They don't do that. You'll see them. They may not even show up for their appointment. They'll be at your house one day and you won't see them for several days or a week. It's just not good customer service.
Yeah, we hear that all the time. I mean, we do have a process and we try to stick to it and do the best we can.
Absolutely. So I'm on a kind of a neighborhood closed group on Facebook for our subdivision out in Spring Hill. And it's just stuns me all the time. We hired, XYZ and they didn't even show up. Yeah. We gave them $1,000 deposit check and we haven't seen them for 2 weeks. Should we be worried? And I'm like, yeah, contact Mr. Remodeler.
Yeah. Well, people do work without contracts. So you don't really know even what the scope of work is.
Yeah.
And yeah, we that's in a roundabout way, probably one of our best salespeople are the ones that are out there doing things wrong. Cause then once somebody gets burned, they're not looking for lowball anymore.
Yeah. And so you're like, okay, well, I went with this one cause he was the cheapest, but oh, okay. Well, he doesn't show up. I don't have a service agreement. So I don't really know what I'm getting and paying for. Right. They're going to hit me for $5,000 on the backside because they underestimated something. And when we're not tied into a contract
or do they have work comp? If it's an individual. So here's the law. An individual who's just working for himself doesn't have to have work comp. If he has an employee, he then has to have work comp.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the thing. So he's subbing everything out. His subs have to have work comp.
Ah.
So just because you got an individual that's going to have a guy show up and paint, if that's not on his payroll, one, if he doesn't have work comp, then he can't have any employees. So anybody besides him that shows up, you need to get their work comp certificate.
Okay.
And a lot of these guys don't have them. I mean, we run into it, on a few times we need subs or we're looking for new subs. We ask them if they have work comp, and they're like, yeah, no, do you have work comp? I have liability insurance. That's not what I'm asking.
That's not work comp.
Do you have work comp? They're not the same thing.
Yep.
And so, I mean, there's just a lot of ways to get kind of turned around out there.
And so when Mr. Remodeler comes out, you're going to give an accurate estimate.
I can't guarantee that.
That might not happen at the initial visit.
Yeah. You're
fact finding. Yeah. We're taking pictures. We're taking measurements, getting input from the client, and then we're going to put something together and come back and present it to them.
And put an estimate together. And this is based on what we saw, what you said you wanted, kind of within the budget and the quality of the fixtures. I mean, there's just, you've got all
we
kinds of variables in
for
there.
Things, yeah. And, yeah. And, you know, a lot of people want options as well, and we're fine with that.
Yeah. And so you come back, and this is very methodical, very professional, and part of the estimating software was developed by your dad. Is that right, Keith?
It was completely developed by my dad.
Yeah.
Or myself and him. He would sit there, and I'd type in the information, and he'd figure out so this takes this long, we're going to do this, divided by that, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And it actually reads that way as you read through some of it. You're like, what was I thinking?
Yeah. And so it comes up with this estimate and then you come back out, you meet with the clients. And if they're wanting to move forward, then you move forward and you do business the right way. And people actually show up when they're supposed to show up. They clean up after themselves. You do have workers' comp and liability. And, what a concept. You're doing business right. And, that makes you shine. Keith, like you said, it's not a real high bar that you have to, clear, but that just shows you how wrong or how poorly a lot of these quote-unquote competitors are doing business, and that makes you stand out.
Well, you either have guys that are working out of their truck, and they're probably great craftsmen. They have no idea how to manage their time or a business or the business side of it.
Mm-hmm.
And then you've got guys bigger than me that are just trying to get sales numbers closed.
Yep.
And you get passed off to a project manager, carpenter, whatever, and it's just two different models. And there's a model out there of, we're going to get in low, and then we're just going to hit them with change orders.
Change
orders can be real profitable if that's the way you're doing your business.
Hmm.
But I'd rather have minimal surprises.
Yeah, I don't, I wouldn't like all the change order surprises, and right. I would feel a little bit, as a customer, I would feel a little bit nickeled and dimed, and I'm right. like, then I would look back to you or whoever's doing this and say, well, why didn't you bring that up so that we could have discussed right. that initially? Because now exactly. we're changing all kinds of stuff, and now it's going to cost me another X dollars. Right. So I would look back to you and say, hey, I don't think you're doing your job properly because I don't know about this. You're supposed to be the expert.
Yeah. And we'll tell people going in, you know, if the scope changes, the price is going to change.
Well, sure.
You know, if we go from 20 linear feet of cabinets to 30, it's yep. going to change.
Sure.
But if it stays the same, then if I miss something, that's on me.
All right. So if you want to do business with a company that does business the right way, with respect, with quality, very with professionalism, and has been in business since 1969. Contact Mr. Remodeler at 913-362-7166, Missouri 816-453-3049, or online at mrremodeler.com. That's mrremodeler.com. And we only have about 30 more seconds here, and then we can get into some of our other subjects right after the break. But you're also a member of the Better Business Bureau and NARI and Chamber of Commerce, and you're CAPS certified.
Right. Yes, we are.
And so a lot of companies, they don't participate with the Better Business Bureau because they may not have such a great grade.
Yeah.
and that information is available to the public too.
Yep. And we get a fair number of leads from the Better Business Bureau website.
All right. So, Mr. Remodeler, be sure to check them out online or give them a call. And let's not forget the Senior Care Live question of the week. Medicare will pay for long-term care, custodial care in a nursing home. Is this statement true or false? So just think about it. Medicare will pay for long-term custodial care in a nursing home. Is that true or false? The answer right after the break. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll-free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back. Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information about the services offered on this program and how we can help you and your family, call our toll-free number at any time, 1-800-331-6445. Again, 1-800-331-6445. And don't forget, you can stream this program to any electronic device. It's super easy. Go to seniorcarelive.com. Click on the giant microphone right there on the homepage or the Listen Live button. Give it a few seconds to connect, and boom, you are in, and it really is that simple. So give it a try. All right, back to the Senior Care Live question of the week. Medicare will pay for long-term custodial care in a nursing home. Is this statement true or false? And the answer is false. The answer is false. And I'll guarantee you, a lot of our listeners, they just perked up. They're like, wait, false? What are you talking about? It is false. Medicare will not pay for your long-term custodial care stay in a nursing home. It's just a fact. And so many people think they're covered by Medicare, but that's not going to pay for the next 2 or 3 or 5 years or 1 year or 6 months. It pays for a short rehab stay, and that's it. And it's a great benefit, but it's very, very limited and very specific. So there you go, and you probably learned something today. All right, back to my friends and special guests today, the good guys from Mr. Remodeler, Mr. Keith Blay and Mark Wirth, with Mr. Remodeler at 913-362-7166 or 816-453-3049, online at mrremodeler.com. And Keith, off mic, you were talking about one of your clients, and this is kind of interesting. They have a parent in assisted living, and they're thinking yeah. about maybe bringing the parent home.
Yeah, they're wanting to bring her home. My guess is that the Well, and they're going to put on a full addition onto the onto their home to do this.
Okay.
Which will be another, basically a second master bedroom.
Okay.
And
nice.
But it'll be off the first floor and with a full basement underneath. So mm-hmm. it's a fairly large house. He's already got two furnaces that are being taxed. So put another furnace in the basement underneath the room addition.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But what he's spending, and I don't know exactly what he's spending, but I can guess what he's spending on assisted living will be paid for inside a year.
Yeah, it's I'll just tell you, right down the middle is $5,000 to $6,000 a month.
Right.
But there are so many new assisted living facilities being built right now, and these are super nice places. It's driving the cost up. So we're inching toward an average of close to $6,000. Right. I may stop saying $5,000 to $6,000. It's getting unbelievably expensive.
And I don't get the impression she's in ill health, because I know they both work.
Okay.
I believe they both work, so it's not like one of them staying home to take care of her. She needs full-time care. And I don't know. I haven't met the lady.
Yeah, yeah.
But I just get the feeling she's healthy. She just can't really live alone.
Yeah.
And it's getting expensive where they can add on this room.
Yeah, yeah.
You know.
Well, that's nice. You hear a lot going the other way. You know, we moved mom or dad into the home, and it's becoming too much, and now we're moving to the assisted living facility. They're kind of going backwards, and that's the part of that story that kind of caught my ear. So, yeah, if she's in assisted living, paying, you know, close to, okay, $5,000 to $6,000, even if it's on the lower side of that average, but she doesn't really, she's not really taking advantage of that full-time, you know, 24-hour assistance, et cetera, maybe that's not a good investment of her money. So a good use of her resources.
Well, and sometimes it's not all about money, too. I mean, it's just having her home with them where they know that she's okay and they can check on her and not have to go to a facility to check on her at different times of the week. And there's something to be said. It's probably not her home, obviously, but it give her the feeling of being home, too.
Absolutely. And this is going to be a really nice addition and a large master bedroom with a bath, you know, full basement below it. So they just improved the value of their home. And like you said, it's going to pay for itself in less than a year. That's kind of a no brainer.
Well, and two, we're doing another project where the lady has MS and it's a 2-story house and she's basically, you know, confined to the second floor of the home and can't get downstairs to the kitchen or anything. So they've set up temporary facilities upstairs for her, but we're similar type project, you know, master bedroom, bathroom, roll-in showers.
All on the first floor?
All on the first floor, right off the eating area of the kitchen. Mm-hmm. And, you know, she's been watching the project as they were framing it from an upstairs window, but now it's all closed in and she can't see what's going on. Her husband says, I take her up pictures, but she's just dying to get down there to see it.
Yeah. So. Well, just think about, okay, so she's in the house, but she's completely isolated. I mean, she's on the second floor. How much better is the entire home? Obviously she's going to be way better off being on the first floor and having use of the entire facility, but she's also going to be more connected to the family because she's right there.
Exactly.
And that's just better for the family unit. There are all sorts of intangible major benefits there as well.
Well, I believe they looked at moving, didn't you say?
Well, they looked at an elevator first and then, you know, potentially moving. And there's just a lot of things weren't really practical.
Yeah.
And it just made sense to get her down there where she was involved with everyone else and had a more complete life.
Well, talking about moving. I spoke with someone recently and they're like, hey, dude, you know, we can get a lot of money for your house. You probably sell it in a week or in a day or two. And someone else said, yeah, we listed our house. A friend of mine told me his daughter hadn't even listed the house yet. A realtor knocked on her door. Have you guys thought about selling? Well, in fact, I was thinking about this summer. And he goes, well, I have a buyer and it sold.
It's crazy from what I've heard.
Some people have 14 showings on a Thursday and offers that night. I mean, it was just insane. So, you know, if you sell your house right now for top dollar, you're going to be buying somebody else's house for top dollar.
Right.
Is that a good idea?
Right.
And
you can't win both ways.
You can't. Yeah. You can't unless you get a fixer upper or something. So I would say stay where you're at, make the additions, the improvements, and safely age in place, which is exactly what we're talking about here.
Well, and I think some of the, obviously here on this program, we're talking about aging in place, but we also do some of these same type of projects for younger people.
Okay.
I mean, you don't have
to. Give an example.
Well, I mean, today I met with someone who had some type of
bad situation in a temporary situation rehab or something where now she's permanently disabled and she's in her 50s. But we've done projects for people in their 30s or even children who need ramps built and things like that. It's just really accessibility for everyone.
In and out of the home. Even for kids, and this lady's in her 50s, so she's not, I'm in my 50s, she's not old. I'll tell you. She's not elderly, not yet, right? And a lot of times someone is elderly and they don't want to move, to a community spending $5,000, $6,000, $8,000, $10,000. I priced one out for a client the other day at $14,000 a month.
Wow.
So, you can do a whole lot of modifications to your home and stay home.
Yeah.
For that much, so.
Pretty much do all the modifications.
you could probably build a home for that.
Yeah. It's just amazing. It's just amazing. So, all right. The good guys from Mr. Remodeler, reach out to Keith and Mark at Mr. Remodeler, 913-362-7166, or in Missouri, 816-453-3049. Online at mrremodeler.com, mrremodeler.com. We've got some great before and after pictures. And Keith, they're real pictures of real jobs that you have worked on.
Yep.
All right. So Keith and Mark, thanks so much for being here today. I really appreciate it.
Great to be
Looking
here.
Looking forward to seeing you when spring's here.
Oh, thank goodness. All right. That can't come fast enough. All right. We're going to have a whole lot more right after the break.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back. Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information about the services offered on this program and how we can help you and your family, call our toll-free number at any time. That's 1-800-331-6445. Again, 1-800-331-6445. And don't forget, if you ever miss an episode of Senior Care Live, you know, or maybe you just want to share the program with a friend or family, or maybe you want to just go back and hear it again. I think you're going to want to hear this one again. I'll just tell you that. It's so easy to do. And you're going to want to share this as well with a friend. I will guarantee you many listeners will share this program with a friend. Here's how you do it. You go back to seniorcarelive.com online. Give us a couple of days to get the podcast up and on the website. And then you go to the podcast tab and you will see all of the previously aired episodes. Click on the one that you want to hear. Just click the play button and boom, you're in and you can hear that. Share it with a friend, re-listen to it, etc., etc. It really is that easy and lots of people do that. All right. Without any further delay, I want to introduce to you my friend Jody Jackson. She is a former ambassador with the American Heart Association. She is a heart attack survivor. And we're going to, Jody, first of all, welcome back to Senior Care Life.
Thanks so much. Thanks for having me back. I really appreciate it.
All right. So every February, I pretty much ask you, hey, could you come on the show? You're like, yeah, when you want to do it.
Exactly.
I appreciate you coming on board.
Oh, I appreciate you asking.
So this is in recognition of American Heart Month, and we couldn't work it out earlier in the month, but it's still February.
It is February.
And you know what? I think we need to talk. Let's not limit this to February. We should talk about it year round.
Absolutely.
This is a big, huge deal.
Big deal.
But we had Go Red for Women, and I always wear my red.
You did wear your red. Thank you.
My red sweater and say, hey, Jody Jackson, I'm wearing red for women here. So that sweater's bright red, too. I love that sweater. My mother-in-law got it for me.
Did she? So, I love it on you.
Yeah,
it's great.
Thanks.
On that day.
And so you have so many people from the American Heart Association and so many volunteers and heart attack survivors just getting dressed up in red. Tell us about that event, first of all, if anyone should want to maybe join in on that next year.
So the National Wear Red Day happens on the first Friday of every February of every year.
Yep.
And what we ask is that people get in their red, take your selfie, share it with everybody, and share why you're going red, which is to recognize heart disease in women, because it's the number one killer of women. And it kills more than most other diseases combined.
Wow.
One woman every 80 seconds.
You're kidding.
Nope. One in three women die from heart disease.
Really?
Uh-huh.
I didn't realize it was that. I knew
it's
was
that
bad.
High.
I didn't know it was that
and
bad.
The worst,
I would have guessed cancer, frankly.
I know. And it actually kills more women than all forms of cancer combined.
Oh, my gosh.
So it's.
I had no idea.
It is the number one killer. And the reason that the American Heart Association puts on National Heart Month and National Wear Red Day is because most women and people don't realize that heart disease is the number one killer of women. If you ask women, even though it is a killer of one in three, if you ask women what their number one killer is, only one in five will tell you heart disease.
Wow.
So it's a huge effort to really get out the word that heart disease is the number one killer, and it affects women of all ages.
Yep. So. Absolutely. So of all ages, so.
Yes.
Are you okay sharing your story?
Oh, absolutely.
You talk about all ages.
You
can be young and
yes.
have a heart attack.
You can absolutely be young and
just
have
like,
a heart attack.
Just like you were.
I was 42.
Wow.
So
42 years old.
I was just getting ready to turn 43. It was about 6.5 years ago now.
Okay.
And you know, I was just on my way home from work and I hadn't been feeling that great, tired. You chalk it up to work stress.
Right.
I have young kids, you know, we're just busy and yeah. I was tired. And so I'm on my way home from work and my jaw started to hurt. And I really was kind of a little bit irritated because I had just been to the dentist. I thought I was getting a toothache.
Right.
And by the time I got home, it was searing jaw pain.
Oh, boy.
And I had a terrible headache.
Cut it down to your jaw line here?
No, it was in through all of my teeth.
Oh,
from
okay.
the bottom of my ears, in through all of my teeth.
Oh.
Like my teeth were going to rattle out of my head.
Oh, my.
And okay. I had no idea really what the symptoms of heart attack in women were. I was only 42. I don't yeah. even pay attention to heart disease in
what?
Women. That's
yeah.
how I know women don't know, because I didn't know either.
Yeah.
And so I had this terrible headache and I was home by myself and I just had a feeling like I really need to see a doctor, and I called an ambulance.
So your intuition kind of kicked in.
My
like,
intuition is
you know what
it was.
This is more than a toothache.
And yes.
Maybe it's not, I can't believe the dentist missed that kind of an
right.
issue.
Right. It was much more severe
yeah.
than that.
Yeah.
But I did not have any chest pain. And a large majority of women don't have any chest pain. They might have some pressure with some indigestion type of symptoms mm-hmm. or back pain or maybe some pain in their shoulders,
yeah.
flu-like symptoms, nausea and vomiting. But generally, they don't have, you know, the Hollywood heart attack symptoms that you think
the
of.
The classic
yeah,
ones.
Yeah, the classic clutch your chest and fall to the floor.
Yep.
It doesn't really happen that way for most people.
Okay.
So I just felt like I really need to see a doctor. And I'm home by myself and my head hurt so bad, I didn't think I could concentrate to drive. And so I did. I called an ambulance. With some hesitation, because what if I get there, there's nobody home, I won't have a car to get home, and you know,
yeah,
all of those
right.
things really
sure.
run through your head.
Yep.
But the doctor told me that if I had not called an ambulance, and had I just laid down to see if I felt better, I would have never woken up.
Oh my.
So he said you would have died in your sleep had you laid down.
How many ladies would take a couple of Tylenol or Advil and lay it down and just try to sleep it off?
I can actually tell you that, because less than 20% of women survive the kind of heart attack I have.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So I had what's called a STEMI, and it's 100% sudden blockage of your LAD and one of the main arteries. And if you let that go, I mean, there wasn't any.
You're done.
You're done.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so.
Is that similar to, I know nothing about this, mm-hmm. but you hear in men, they call it the widowmaker.
It was exactly that same heart attack.
Is it it's the mm-hmm. same heart attack?
It's the same heart attack.
Yeah. Okay.
So it was the widowmaker.
So boom, lights out, done.
Yeah, I mean, had I laid down, I wouldn't have had enough time, you know, to wake up.
Oh, my.
And that's what happens with women. They don't pay attention. They're busy. They're the caretakers.
Yep.
They've got to fix dinner. They've got to help with homework.
They
just going to lay down for a minute, and then they
ladies,
never wake up.
That's right. The ladies always put everyone else's needs before
yes.
theirs, and theirs second.
Yes.
And my mom still does that, and I
yes.
tell her, hey, stop that, Mom. But
right.
it's just this built-in, nurturing, caregiver
yes.
Type of a It's in her DNA. It's in a lot of people's DNA.
It is.
And you put yourself second. So, I'll just sleep it off because I got stuff to do later on with the kids or with
yes.
family or whatever.
And if you ask,
a good thing you didn't do that.
It's a very good thing. And if you ask most women, they'll tell you that they would call an ambulance for their husband if they thought he was having a heart attack.
Yeah, yeah.
But that they won't call for themselves.
Mm.
You know, they feel bad. They feel, you know, they don't want to bother anybody, that type of thing. And it's lucky that I didn't make that decision. And it was just intuition on that day is all that was for
wow.
me.
Wow.
And I was very, very lucky.
Yep. Yep. Well, it wasn't your time. You still
no,
have
it wasn't
a lot.
My time.
You have a lot more
and
work
now
to do.
I need to spend my
Jody
time
Jackson.
Educating.
That's right. That's right. That's right. Jody Jackson, heart attack survivor. She's here to share her story and a lot of extra information. She was also formerly an ambassador with the American Heart Association. And Jody has spoken to and continues to speak with lots of different groups and civic groups and church groups and all kinds of groups. And then, of course, here on the radio program today. So, Jody, you mentioned a jaw pain, and that's interesting. The first time I ever heard of this, and this was a long time ago, my friend's wife ended up in the hospital, and I talked to her like a week ago, and then I ended up talking to her. This is when I lived in Nashville, but I said, "Hey, what's going on?" She goes, "Oh, I had a heart attack." And I'm like, "What?" I thought she was kidding.
Yes.
And it was a minor heart attack. I mean, I think all heart attacks, I'm sure, are bad, but
they're all major, pretty much.
But you have different kind of levels.
There are different kinds, yes.
And hers was on the kind of the lower level, but it was a heart attack. Mm-hmm. And she said, I felt this weird kind of pain, like I had a toothache or something kind of in my jaw and kind of in her neck a little bit. And then she said, I remembered something. She watched an episode of Oprah.
Yes.
She had a doctor on. I don't know if it was Oz. This was a long time ago. Yes. It's probably pre-Oz. But, and they were talking about some of the different signs and symptoms from women versus kind of your classic, you know, male symptoms or, like you said, the Hollywood heart attack.
Right.
And she's sitting here going, oh, my gosh, could I? And she was pretty young. She was like in her 40s. Mm-hmm. And she thought, there's no way. But it caught her attention.
Yes.
And she saw it on Oprah and she called her husband and he took, because he was, you know, just right there. He took her to the ER and they got it super early.
Yes.
And minimal damage and issue, et cetera. But so what are some of the other signs and symptoms that women should look for?
So I can tell you that shortness of breath is one. Mm-hmm. I know my friend Julie had a heart attack and she thought she was having an asthma attack. So she was just short of breath and, come to find out she'd had what they call a silent heart attack, which is when you don't seek medical treatment right at the time, and it passes, and you're fortunate to, you know, have it pass like that.
Oh, wow.
You know, but nausea, vomiting, thinking you have the flu, just crushing fatigue. When you're talking about being tired, but it's kind of a crushing fatigue where you can hardly function. It's kind of a
precursor. So it's not your normal fatigue.
No, it's not your normal fatigue.
I mean, this is over the top.
Right. And when I look back, I can tell you that that's what mine was. But I didn't see that when I was in the middle of it.
You didn't put all the pieces together.
Yeah. I could have never put all the pieces together. But, you know, nausea, vomiting, of course, chest pain. Some of them do come with chest pain.
Sure.
But really, you can be having pain anywhere between your shoulders and your hips with signs of a heart attack. So if it just seems strange and you can't explain it away, you shouldn't try. You should just seek medical attention.
So if it's just not quite right, it's better safe than sorry.
Absolutely.
I would rather go to the doctor and not need it than be sorry that I didn't.
That's exactly right. And I can tell you that I did that this last fall, because my biggest predictor of having another heart attack, and the biggest predictor, is having already had one.
Yep.
So I went last fall with some different symptoms that I had when I had a heart attack, but they admitted me to the cardiac care unit. I, in fact, did have indigestion.
Okay.
So my cardiologist said, don't feel bad. I said, I don't feel bad.
No.
I do not feel bad. I will never tell you I feel bad for coming to the hospital thinking that I might be having something cardiac going on.
That's right. Jody Jackson, heart attack survivor and former ambassador to the American Heart Association. We're going to have a lot more information about this important subject right after the break. Hang on. We'll be right back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back. Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information about the services offered on this program and how we can help you and your family, call our toll-free number literally at any time. This number is answered by a real person 24/7. How about that? We roll old school here on Senior Care Live, so call 1-800-331-6445. Again, 1-800-331-6445. Back to my special guest in studio today, Jody Jackson, heart attack survivor and former ambassador for the American Heart Association. And Jody, we're, again, thanks so much for being here today. We're just trying to recognize American Heart Month,
right,
and just talk to our listeners, and thank you for sharing your story.
Oh, thanks for having me on to share it. It's important.
Absolutely. And, you know, we're just trying to raise awareness and share some signs and symptoms. And just like my friend's wife, she heard about it on Oprah. That could have saved her life.
Yes, absolutely.
It probably did.
Yeah.
Even though that was on a more of a lower level heart attack, she went in, she was actively having a heart, and who knows how far that goes, and that could end up being boom, the end.
Right.
So hopefully if we just reach one person, we have done a good job here today.
Absolutely. I hope that's what I love about educating. And I have had people reach out to me. You know, we're friends on Facebook, but I run the big Facebook campaign every, you know, Go Red Day. Where everybody sends me their pictures. But I've had friends reach out and say, I just couldn't shake the feeling, and I thought of you, and I went to the hospital, and I was having a heart attack.
And one person, she's current tense, is a nurse.
Yeah.
And so sometimes health professionals are the worst.
Yes, they are. They're used to treating everybody else.
They treat everyone else, and they don't pay attention to their own selves.
And, you know, just the really important thing is, even if you're not having a heart attack when you get to the hospital, even if it's not a heart issue, you don't want to let that go, because heart disease simply does not discriminate.
Yeah.
You know, so there's no, you could be a marathon runner, you could be sitting on your couch weighing 400 pounds. It doesn't discriminate between the two.
Yep.
Has a lot to do with family history. And then there's a lot that it doesn't have anything to do with. I have no family history. My cholesterol was 130.
Wow.
You know, so it was
really
just, freak thing for
just
me.
Happened.
It just happened. And there was no reason.
And you had the big one.
I did.
That was the Widowmaker.
Yes.
This is your last stop.
Yes.
Do not proceed from here.
I did. I mean, I was just really lucky that
you
I
got
made
super
the
lucky.
Yeah.
Well, and so my own wife, okay, a nurse,
right,
right, not feeling well, not feeling quite right, starting to pay attention to some of the signs.
Yes.
She's like, I don't know, I'm getting a little bit scared here. And I'm like, all right, get your coat, we're going right now. And so she wasn't, you know, laying flat on her back, but she was having some concerns. And I said, we're not messing around with this. Mm-hmm. And we went in. And if you mention anything about your heart walking in, it's immediate priority. Boom. They've got you back.
Yes.
They've got leads on you. They're on it. And they checked my wife out, and she was just fine. And they said, you know, we think it's probably some symptoms of indigestion, but they look and feel a whole lot like maybe some heart attack symptoms. We're glad you came in.
Yes. And I think...
And she felt embarrassed a little bit.
Well, people do feel embarrassed.
She's like, oh, I'm sorry.
That's why they don't go.
Yeah, I'm sorry. You know, I kind of feel like I kind of wasted everyone's time. And they're like, no.
Yes.
You do not feel sorry, because what if it was...
Right.
What if, and you don't know.
You don't know.
You got to get it checked out.
That's
so,
exactly right.
So the message is, if you're feeling some of these signs and symptoms, it might be indigestion, and it might not be.
It might be a heart attack.
The pain in your jawline, you're like, man, that's really weird. I better get to the dentist because maybe I've got a tooth problem. Well, guess what? Maybe it is a tooth problem. Maybe it isn't.
Maybe it isn't. Maybe it's a heart attack.
Yeah.
You know, and it was severe pain in my jaw. So it wasn't, it started as I thought maybe, you know, it caught my attention as, wow, that feels like a toothache, but it quickly progressed.
It really escalated.
Yeah. It escalated to something like I'd never felt before. So, you know, you just can't dismiss the signs and symptoms, because it's really dangerous.
And unless you've heard something like this or you're listening to this, who in their right mind would ever think, I've got jaw pain with a heart attack? You'd never, ever associate those two things.
I could hardly believe it when I got to the hospital. Well, and they knew. There was a cardiac team waiting on me, and that's the advantage of taking an ambulance in, because the paramedics had called ahead. They didn't tell me, but they knew, and they let the cardiac team know, and they were there waiting on me, and things moved very, very quickly. Mm-hmm. But I could hardly believe it when they told me that.
You're just like, no, you're kidding.
I was just dumbfounded.
It's just my jaw. No, ma'am, you're having a heart attack.
No, you're
and this
having
is
a heart
a
attack.
Huge one.
Yes.
Yeah. Wow. Wow. Okay. All right. So really appreciate all of that information. Why don't we talk about prevention? And yes. I think a lot of this, you know, our moms told us when we were little, but let's just reinforce the prevention part of
this.
You
know, the number one thing prevention-wise is not to smoke. Make sure you get exercise. You know, the American Heart Association recommends 30 minutes a day, 5 times a week, of some kind of raising your heart rate type of aerobic exercise.
And it could be a brisk walk. It doesn't have to be a sweating like you just got out of the shower kind of a thing.
Right.
A brisk walk. Walk your dog. Your dog will thank you for that.
Your dog will love you, of course. I know mine does.
Yeah.
You know, that type of thing. Low salt diet. You can get on the American Heart Association's website and look up their recommendations. But the standard American diet, which is what everybody eats with out in the restaurants and with our busy lifestyles, is very, very dangerous for your cardiac health.
Super high sodium.
Super high sodium. And sodium is so bad for you.
Yep.
We actually don't even have salt in a salt shaker in our house now. So, you know, we just don't use it. And we've gotten used to that. So when we eat out, it does taste very, very salty.
I bet. And then the other thing is cholesterol.
Cholesterol? And, know your numbers.
And unfortunately, I have hereditarily high cholesterol.
Yes.
When I was in my 20s, I weighed about 170 back then.
Right.
I'm a couple of pounds more than that now. I was extremely active, a workout freak. I ate baked fish. I did not go to fast food places, et cetera. My cholesterol is 220.
Yes.
And LDL and HDL and all the other stuff, the triglycerides that you have to pay attention to as well. But just my number, as good as it's going to get, 220.
Yes.
And my doctor looked at me and he's like, what are you eating? And I wasn't doing any. That's as good as I'm going to get.
Anyway,
it's worse than that now. So I'm on cholesterol medication, and it's got it perfectly under control. Mm-hmm. And there's just not a whole lot I can do about it.
No.
But I know about it, and it's managed
and
by medication.
And that's one of the most important things is knowing about it. I mean, go to your doctor, know your numbers, your blood sugar. Diabetes is a very good predictor of heart disease.
Mm-hmm.
Your blood sugar, your blood pressure, and your cholesterol are super important to know those numbers, and you can't just ignore them.
Oh, yeah. And okay, so I'm going to have to hold my hand up. Guys, we're the worst at this.
Yes.
I got stuff to do. Grr, right? All right, so JP's over here shaking his head like, yeah, we kind of suck at that. We do. We're horrible at this. Guys, pay attention
too. Women go to the doctor all the time, but they need to know those numbers specifically. Women do. But men, it kills 1 in 4 men. So men aren't far behind.
Yeah.
So it's the number one killer of everyone. Just it kills more women than men every year.
That is unbelievable.
Absolutely need to know your numbers.
And you know, your mom says, you know, eat a balanced diet and all the stuff that mom says, it just kind of sounds boring. Well, it's true.
It's all important. It's all true.
It's important. Your mom is good.
She's more vegetables than anything else.
Fresh vegetables,
you know, lean meats.
Lay off the salt.
Yes.
Lay off the fat.
Cheese is full of sodium.
I love cheese.
I know, I do too. But I really try not to eat it because it is so high in sodium.
Yeah,
And, you know, Americans eat cheese on everything.
All right, Jody Jackson, heart attack survivor, and former ambassador for the American Heart Association. We're recognizing American Heart Month. And Jody, thanks so much for being here today.
Thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.
You bet. And have a wonderful rest of your weekend.
Thanks, you too.
All right, to everyone listening, I am so honored you spent part of your day tuning into the program. Thank you very, very much. I'm your host, Steve Kuecker, and I wish you grace and peace. May God bless you and your family on this day and always. I'll see you next week right here on Senior Care Live.